Attention, please. The music you are about to hear has had many incarnations, including an album, movie, soundtrack, a Broadway play, an orchestral version, and a ballet interpretation. It was conceived and primarily written by Pete Townshend and originally released in 1969. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and kids of all ages, to the greatest rock opera of all time, The Who's Tommy. Present the first all-acoustic presentation of Pete Townshend's celebrated musical masterpiece. If during the show you feel the temptation to sing along, clap your hands, or stomp your feet, please do. These are your musical memories, and your participation is both encouraged and welcome. We trust you will enjoy this performance, and we encourage you to take time after the show to meet the band and pick a souvenir of this historic performance. And now, please welcome to the stage from Springfield, Missouri, presenting Tommy, a bluegrass offbeat, The Hillbillies.
Woo! Yeah!
Thank you. Captain Walker didn't come home. His unborn child will never know him. Believed to be missing with a number of men. Don't expect to see him again. It's a boy, Mrs. Walker, it's a boy. It's a boy, Mrs. Walker, it's a boy. A soul, a soul, a soul. Especially if you and me see it together. Especially if you and me see it in together. Feel 21 is gonna be a good year. Especially if you and me see it in together. I have no reason to be an optimist, but somehow you smile, I can break bad weather.
Doing fine too, but we heard Captain Walker in the previous song. He's missing in action in the war, and many times that meant he wasn't coming back. But in reality, he was in captivity and very, very bad conditions, a prisoner of war. Years passed. Tommy and his mother are doing okay, but she finally opens up her heart to love after several years pass, and she finds a new husband, a stepfather for Tommy. And a couple of years go, and life is good. They're a family. The war ends, and Captain Walker returns from captivity miraculously. And you can imagine the condition that he is in, physically, but also mentally. When he walked into the house and saw this new picture, a picture without him in it, it was more than he could handle. He just kind of snapped. And the condition that he was in, he could not prepare himself for it, nor did he let him.
himself all those years. He killed the stepfather right there and there, instantly, violently. It was very bad, and Tommy saw it all. He was in the room. When the dust settled, Tommy's mother and father realized, oh no, he saw it all, we've got a problem. Ran over to him, said, you didn't hear it, you didn't see it, and you won't say anything to anybody ever. And that conversion disorder sets into his head and he becomes isolated, deaf, dumb, and blind. He wanders over to the large mirror in the room, staring at his own reflection, and this is how he is for hours and hours on end. It's the start of Tommy's amazing journey.
Vibration land. Straight as it seems, his musical dreams aren't quite so bad. Thank you.
Christmas morning hours before the winter suns ignited. They believe in dreams and all that means, including heaven's generosity. Peeking around the door to see what castles are for free and curiosity.
Situation of our child who completely looks to have no future whatsoever. Aside from us passing him from family member to family member and to stranger and stranger situations. This leads us to the point of the story that gets a little bit desperate, a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit greasy, in fact. We're going to start seeking out some alternative therapy options for young Tommy. Perhaps there's something we haven't thought of that might snap him out of this. Something the doctors would never try. So we'll go see our good friends, the Acid Queen, and see if perhaps if she has an idea that might help. Alternative method, perhaps. We're gonna go down and see good old Uncle Ernie in a little bit. That'll surely be okay. There's nothing. That'll be okay, right? For Uncle Ernie to watch young Tommy, but first, we have a play date with our favorite cousin. It's Cousin Kevin, and he always likes to play a fun game. Are you all ready to play a fun game with us?
Yeah!
Right.
All right. Fun!
Yeah.
Scrabble.
Cousin. to that chair, you won't go anywhere. There's a lot I can do with the free. don't believe me. I'm glad you won't see or hear me as I way at night, yeah.
But they can't help but think, what is Tommy's, or what What are his capabilities if he were to regain these senses that he lost in that conversion disorder? What would he be if he were to get those back? So they start looking around. They keep on looking around. They get on Yelp. Try to find the highest rated doctor around that works with conversion disorders. I think... actually, I think it was here, in McKinney, Texas. There was a doctor that could possibly cure the boy.
There's a man I found to bring us all joy. The doctor I found can cure the boy. Doctor I found can cure the boy. There's a man I found to remove his sorrow within this town. Let's see him tomorrow. Let's see him tomorrow.
Reflection.
inside. Lovers break, caress them for me. Their love enhanced when I felt bad. Can you feel me coming? They worship me in all I touch. With hazy eyes they catch my glance. Pleasant shadows shake their senses. More warm men who throws their stance. Can you feel me coming? Every vibration.
It's like he's got his face on a tortilla at the Mexican restaurant. And they're flocking to him by the millions to find out what it is that's so special about Tommy the Pinball Wizard. And as they arrive at the compound, Uncle Ernie meets him at the front door with a pair of eye shades and a pair of earplugs and cork. You know where that goes. And he leads them all to their very own machine, and he's going to teach them the ways. And it's a beautiful thing, and they're flocking in such numbers that they realize their place isn't big enough to hold them all. They're going to have to build a grand, glorious compound for all of Tommy's new followers. And it's a beautiful thing at first, as they keep flocking in, and everyone's got smiles on their faces, and they're happy to learn. But this is an opera. And every opera has to have a tragedy. And in this opera, Tommy, well, Tommy's just not as special as he thought he was, I guess. And pretty soon all of his followers realize that it's just a stupid pinball machine, and they decide to hit Chipotle on the way home. And that's pretty much it. And Tommy ends up all alone. But first, we get to meet his biggest fan, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Sally Simpson.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Pinball Wizard and a Miracle Cure. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra.
Outside the house, Mr. Simpson announced, Sally couldn't go to the meeting. He went on cleaning his blue Rolls Royce, and she went inside weeping. She got to her room and tears splashed a picture of her new Messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and she threw it on the fire. She knew from the start deep down in her heart she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your part to be what you will be. The theme of the sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and she snuck out anyway. She spent the afternoon getting ready and decided that she's gonna touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and then talk to her this Sunday. She went from the start, deep down her heart. She didn't tell me what a world's apart. But her mother said, never mind your part to be what you be. She arrived at six and the place was twinning to bluegrass music by nine. After group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails and looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. And a DJ playing a mandolin with a hat paint on and said, here we go! Hey. The crowd went crazy. It's time to stage. The say I lost, the police lost, the bad man in a rage. The whole suit, the atmosphere not cool. Time to get a lesson. Sally had to let him know that she loved him and shook up all the rocks room. Across the stage was a smiling figure, she crushed him on the face. But a uniform band picked her up and punched her in the face. She drew from the start deep down in her heart. She had told her what was about. But her mother said, never mind your part to be. That's when her cheek hit a chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy kept on preaching, his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye and held him dry, but he couldn't see through the lights. His face was gashed and ambulance man had to carry her out that night. Oh, yeah, the crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Was the sound that got lost, the cries of a touch, a gash across her face. Sarah still plays a song, she's a reminder of this time.
relations. Have everyone go home and fetch your relations.
Excuse me, sir. There's more at the door.
There's more at the door. There's more at the door. There's more at the door. There's more at the door. There's more at the door. There's more at the door. There's more at the door. There's more.
Thank you. Listening to you, I care for music, isn't it true? I care for me, all of you. I climb a mountain, I guess I'm at your feet. I can't hide you, I see the millions call you. I see the glory from you, I hear opinions from you. The story, listening to you, I care for music, isn't it true? I care for me, following you. I climb a mountain, I get excitement at your feet. Right behind you, I see the millions on you. I see the glory from you. I hear the feelings from you. I hear the story. Listen to you. I hear the music, isn't it true? I hear the heat, you following you. I climb the mountain, I think something at your feet. Right behind you, I see the millions on you. I see the glory from you. I hear the opinions from you. I hear the story.
How's everybody feeling now? Did you have a good time with us on Atomic Bluegrass Opry? Are you going to tell all your friends online about it and tell them to check out our calendar?
Yeah!
Are you going to buy tons of CDs and shirts after the show?
Oh yeah!
Are you going to give us a back rub?
Minor technical difficulties here as we start this next little bit here. But Kenny, I'd like to thank you guys very much. You've been a fantastic audience thus far. We might need a little bit more help from you before the night is over. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Is that okay?
Yeah!
Now we're on the same page. So we're going to do a song here for you. First song on the set list. This is one that was brought to us a couple years ago. We were playing a festival in Springfield, Missouri. Hometown of the band, by the way. There's some Springfieldians here. And we were standing there playing at this festival and or getting ready to go on stage, actually, and this fellow walked backstage and came right up to us and said, "You boys the Hillbenders?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, my name's Randall Chairman, and I'm one of the founders of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and I love what you do, and I wrote a song for you, and hope you guys play it." And he handed us this song, and we've been playing it ever since, and it's going to go on our new record, most likely. This one's called Hey Boys. Hey, yes,
get lost. Hey boys, hit me back in town. The devil won't get us when the sun goes down. Hey boys, have another round. The devil won't get us when the sun goes down. Shorty, short, yard by yard.
Yeah.
What's the public radio station around here? KERA? Cool. How many listeners we have in the audience?
Yeah!
Fantastic. That's about half of you. So that means when we come back here next time, the other half of you are going to be listeners, I hope.
Yeah.
Public radio is where it's at. That's where you're going to hear this kind of music. You're not going to hear this on the commercial airwaves, I promise you. So if you want to hear this kind of music and you like what you heard tonight, then tune in to your public airwaves. Here's a song for you guys that are already listening. This one's called Radio. My one true love would turn to solid gold. I just know you can dust me off for a wedding or a funeral. I can help bring back the memories when you get old. On the radio. Yeah, the radio. Play my favorite love song, yeah, and buy me a beer. We'll do a two-step and a waltz. We can dance away the tears. You know, I still forget the words after all of these years. On the radio. Wanna hear my song? Turn silent door. Dust me off for a wedding or a funeral. I can help bring back the memories when you get old. I'm on the radio. The radio. You know a song might make you laugh. Or a song might make you cry. But if you put a dobro on his lap, you'll see a twinkle in his eye.
Yeah!
If the magic only comes, but don't let it pass you by. On the radio. Turn the silent door. You can dust me off for a wedding or a funeral. Yeah, I can help bring back the memories when you get old. I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. Yeah.
Thank you.
3/5 of this band reside in Springfield, Missouri. Which has a lot of... Right.
I love you.
Cassandra. We love her. I haven't seen her in a while. It's nice to see you, by the way. You doing well? I'm fine. So here's a song that comes from the Ozarks. And the Ozarks have a lot of music history. There's a gentleman that resided in town back in the glory days of country music and remained as a janitor at the local school, but he wrote songs for a lot of the big cats in Nashville. So this is one of his songs, and something's amiss. Something's gone wrong. It wasn't my fault. I know these guys, I know they had nothing to do with it, but I'm not so sure about the rest of you. Now, if you're not involved and you have nothing to do with it, it's real simple. You look up here and you say, hey, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I have nothing to do with this situation. It is not my problem. Just don't look over here. Don't do it. That's how this works. So, sorry to make you sing along again, but we appreciate it. You sound wonderful.
Someone special you wish was with you, This is for you. We saved one of our favorites for the very end here. It's been a pleasure playing with you guys tonight. McKinney, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We are the Hillbenders. You can find us online, Facebook, Spotify, Pandora, iTunes, Twitter, MySpace. Wherever you can find us out there, come see us, come say hi. If you got any pictures or videos tonight, we'd love to see them. Please post them up and be our friend. Everybody wants more friends.
Thank you. Hagen is Mark Cassidy with Billy the Goat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be called the Keith Moon of the Dobro, Chad Trangibundes!
Laying it down fat all night long on this tiny little bass, ladies and gentlemen, from Springfield, Missouri, give it up for Mr. Gary!
So here's what I want. I want to stomp, clap, stomp, clap, stomp, clap, stomp. This is number four, guys. Get that foot going. Foot, hands, foot, hands.